And hi there, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lisa Dent this afternoon. And I've been on the radio for many years, and I've interviewed some pretty big stars. And yet my two sons are more excited that I'm talking to the Salsa King of Chicago today, and he joins us right now. Welcome to Marty Garcia. Hi, Marty.
Hello, Wendy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I have to have you on for several reasons. First of all, I was at the Jewel, and they have these fresh tortilla chips that I love at the Jewel. So I said, I need some salsa. Sometimes I make my own pico de gallo with Roma tomatoes, red onions, lime juice, and a little bit of garlic. And I didn't feel like doing it, so I said, let me look at some prepackaged salsa. And all of a sudden, I see the Salsa King with this little bitmoji of you with a crown. It's not you though, is it? This guy has a goatee.
It is me. I did have a goatee. I shave it. I bring it back once in a while, but that's a caricature of myself.
I love it. I saw it. I said, the Salsa King of Chicago. Okay, I gotta try it. So I brought it home. I got the hot salsa. It's very hot. But the only thing that would give me relief of the hotness was to have another bite, and the flavor was sensational. It wasn't hot just to be hot, so then I needed to find out everything I could about you.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. I'm glad your two sons are excited for this interview. I'm flattered. I actually am.
They're in their 20s.
The exposure. The reason why you taste so many different ingredients in there is because it's made fresh, packed with ingredients. I don't shortchange any ingredients in the recipe at all and bring that freshness to Jewel and to some other stores to people who are trying to follow like a freshness kind of diet instead of having, you know, the center store kind of jarred salsa.
And jarred salsas are okay, but this is so entirely different. And I just want to know the story behind you. Now, when did you start making this salsa? And I read that it began in these little DIY salsa kits at farmers markets. Great idea.
Correct. I've been making salsa pretty much my whole life. My mom made it for me and my brothers when we were kids. You know, my brothers would make it, I would make it, make it for the office, make it for golf outings. So I was making it, you know, fast forward from when we were kids to 2018, I'm working downtown in an office. Food actually wasn't in my background. I'm more of in the finance, area. So I'm working in the office and I'm making it for the office and they're going crazy. Like I cracked the code of salsa. And they're telling me I got to get it on store shelves and have a company make it for me. And I said, as a joke, it's a true story. I said, if I do, I'm going to call myself the Salsa King of Chicago. I'm not sure if you get the reference from, but it's, you know, the Abe Froman character from Ferris Bueller's Day Off was the Sausage King of Chicago.
Right. So I wondered if there was a connection.
That. Yeah. So I got some laughs and, you know, this is like 2019 and then 2020 happens and COVID happens and everybody's working from home and nobody could get my salsa in the office anymore. So I set my recipe out. I had it saved on my phone on text and I would send it out to them and follow back up with them later to see how it turned out. Well, it turned out that nobody made it. They were too lazy to go shopping and chopping and washing and following a recipe. So it kind of hit me that, you know, maybe I should do something quick and easy, like a kit for people to make it, like a Hello Fresh or a Blue Apron. So I started designing, you know, a kit by, you know, sourcing bowls to hold everything in it, you know, heat sealed bags to hold the fresh produce, a box of tomatoes instead of, you know, a can. So I sourced everything, opened a company, and as I'm filling the paperwork out for the state of Illinois, I said, well, I did tell people I was going to call myself the Salsa King of Chicago. So I put that on the paperwork. I didn't know if it was going to be, you know, something, you know, silly or serious, but, you know, I did it anyway and going to go into farmers markets with these kits. And you know, my brother, Mike Garcia, he's an amazing graphic artist. You know, he and I one afternoon put the logo together. and we actually get a lot of compliments about that logo. But I'm sampling salsa in the farmers markets and people loved it and they wanted to buy it. But I had to explain to them, well, you know, the salsa isn't made. It's a kit. You have to make it yourself. And people actually got a kit, a kick out of making a kit. You know, they had a hand in it. You know, fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, you know, changed the way they did their meals. They would, you know, make anything from like fish or chicken or Mexican food, and they would put fresh salsa on it that they made from a kit that they bought for me at a farmer's market.
Well, it is like on constant rotation at our house. I've only purchased the hot. I'm going to try the medium. Mild, I don't think I want the mild, but I need a little kick. But some people can't handle that. And you also, speaking of your logo, though, it's so cute because it's you and you're holding fresh ingredients, and you've got the Ferris wheel, and you've got the John Hancock building and the Sears Tower. I know they're not called that anymore, but I call them that. Always will.
Me too.
But you also have this Mexicali dip, which they didn't have, and I'd like to know what that is as well.
Yeah, that's a cream cheese, jalapeno, bell pepper, sour cream, Monterey Jack, kind of like a savory blend all whipped together. I call it my Super Bowl dip. Speaking of, you know, there's a game coming up here in a couple weeks.
Right.
And it's actually a dip that people who love my salsa that are eating the Mexicali dip now, they say, you know, no offense, but I love your salsa, but that Mexicali dip is amazing. So, yeah, I put out some culinary videos trying to get people to introduce them to that, like a Mexicali mac and cheese. I have a culinary video on my website. I just came up with a Spanish rice and chicken soup that I made with that. That's also on my Facebook page and on my website. So, lots of interest in that dip, and thanks for bringing that one up.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Marty Garcia is indeed the salsa king of Chicago. I just wanted to give you some recognition, someone you should know. You're from what, Wakanda?
I'm in Wakanda now, yeah. Born in Chicago, raised in Chicago, and in the suburbs in Des Plaines. But yeah, right now out in Wakanda, it was like one of the first farmers markets that I went to was Wakanda and Lake Zurich and Buffalo Grove. So kind of, and this is only a couple of years ago. This is just going on like the last three summers of going into farmers markets and pushing it into festivals and some breweries. And that kind of got me started and pitched it to some grocery stores. And in about 17 months, so I hit jewel shelves. I'm in now 430 stores in Illinois and Wisconsin. Piggly Wiggly's, every jewel, all Mariano's, Pick and Save, Metro Markets. So about 430 stores in the last 17 months.
Well, congratulations. It's the best salsa I had. And Kevin Powell, he loves salsa. What did you say to me off the air?
I couldn't stop eating it all weekend. Fantastic. You know, and I love making salsa at home. I don't love buying it because sometimes it can be expensive. It's a reasonable price, and it tastes so fresh. I don't know how you've done it, but it tastes like someone just whipped it up in my kitchen and put it in a bowl for me. It is fantastic.
Thank you so much. If you look on the lid, it says salsa so fresh, it's like you made it yourself. So
there we go.
You got
perfect.
It exactly right.
All right, look for it. He's Marty Garcia, the man who is the salsa king of Chicago. Best of luck to you, and keep it up. I'll keep buying it.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate the exposure.
Absolutely. And he has a Facebook page and a website. News coming up next here on 720 WGN. WGN.